Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm excited. Always. Are you guys ready for the snow?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Go get your bread, your eggs, and your milk. Hurry up. Look, I won't hold you long so you can go get all that. Let's build a snowman.
Your vanilla flavoring.
Oh, yeah. Anybody ever made that real ice cream? They say you got to wait to, not the first snow, right? The second snow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, tonight, we are actually going to continue our messages on what?
Warnings.
Wow. This is a good one. It is really short, so you're going to love it. I think you'll like that even better. Well, I think it's short. No telling what the Lord's going to do. But I wanted to, what are warnings? Warnings are used to help us to stay on course and to alert us to what's coming, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the previous weeks, we talked about the warning to the church. Then we talked about the five warnings on your attitude towards God's Word. And then last week, wow, wasn't that exciting? We talked about warning, the Lord is coming. And tonight, we're going to talk about warning to warn. Can you say that? Warning to warn. We're going to look at Ezekiel. I'll give you a minute to find that. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 to 19. And when you find it, stand in honor and reverence to God's word, and we'll read it together. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 to 19. Man, I tell you, we're going to learn something tonight. I really want you guys to pay attention here. This is really good. Do we have it?
Yep.
Now, here we go. It says, "When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand." Boy, that's deep. "Yet if I warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come and we thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to assemble tonight to look into your word and glean some truths. We ask right now that you just prepare our hearts to receive your word. And my prayer is that I decrease and you increase, and that they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God gives the wicked a warning. And then he tells them that the wicked shall surely die. And then he says, if we who know the truth don't warn them, we're going to be held accountable. Why? Anybody think that's important?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you know that Jesus is holding us accountable for sharing his word? How many times we run into wicked people and we know what they're doing is wrong, but yet we don't say a word? Wow. No, there's a...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.